time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
499M is the project of Chris Berryman, who released a cracker of a record in late 2016. Shame on me for missing it. But I have to tip my hat to Graham Hill, who sent it through recently to my work and was like, this is the best thing that's come out of New Zealand in years. And that was about a month ago, and Chris, I've been listening to your record ever since.
Oh, thanks very much.
Welcome. You played a show at the Audio Foundation. A couple of weeks back, and unfortunately I found out about too late again.
I gave you a poster.
You did.
It was in your fucking shop.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. It was way down low, though. It was sort of like down by the floor somewhere.
it was on our door, you know.
You were
with good company with the biscuits and pumice,
especially.
And then I found out that your bass player and your live band is a former colleague of mine, Tim, from RNZ.
Yep.
So I'm glad this is teed up.
Yeah, he picked up the bass about 3 weeks before we went on, really. It was either that or the oboe.
bass might have been like, I guess it's all about how you play it.
But for sure.
We're going to get a few songs from you and then we'll have a chat. So whenever you're ready, Chris.
Yeah, this song's called Pissing Off Our Patio, and it's about these all-night parties that used to go on at my house. There was a lot of serious drinking going on, especially by my dad, and he would invite these people, and we were living in Waimate, and all these dudes that he used to work with on the wharf would come up, and they'd just go all night, and usually there was some sort of alcoholic guy on the piano, and the whole thing was loud and noisy, and there was only one toilet, so these guys would just go out and piss off the patio. There was something else I was going to say about this. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Pissing off the patio. There's an all-night party at our place. Too many people, not enough space. There's an all-night party at our place. Too many people, not enough space. Half-empty flagons and brown paper bags. A toxic blue haze from roll your own fags. Half empty packets and brown paper bags. A toxic blue haze from roll your own fags. From Jimmy the One hung in a clock, dredge bucket we're in the dark. Jimmy the One hung in a clock. They're in the dark. Jimmy the One hung in a clock. Dredge bucket, we're in the dark. Jimmy the One hung in a clock. Flies undone in the dark. They're pissing off our patio. Pissing high, pissing low. Pissing off our patio. Pissing off our patio. Pissing high, pissing low. Pissing off our patio. There's an all-night party at our place. Too many people, not enough space. There's an all-night party at our place. Too many people, not enough space. There's an alcoholic seaman on the piano, playing boogie-woogie, but he's playing it slow. There's an alcoholic seaman on the piano, playing boogie-woogie, but he's playing it slow. Play something we know. Jim Reeves. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. With Jimmy the one hung in that claw, dredge bucket where in the dark. Jimmy the one hung in that clock in the dark. Jimmy the one hung in that clock, dredge bucket where in the dark. Jimmy the one hung in that clock, flies undone in the dark. They're pissing off our patio, pissing high, pissing low, pissing off our patio, pissing off our patio, pissing high, pissing low, pissing off our patio. There's an all-night party at our place, too many people, not enough space. There's an all-night party at our place, too many people, not enough space. Peg's in the kitchen cooking bacon and eggs. Jimmy's on the couch, he's drinking the dregs. Herb's telling jokes cause he knows he can. Satchmo's playing hot on the stereogram. For Jimmy the one hung in that clock, dredge bucket where in the dark. Jimmy the one hung in that clock in the dark. Yeah, Jimmy the one hung in that clock, dredge bucket where in the dark. Jimmy the one hung in that clock, flies undone in the dark. They're pissing off our patio, pissing high, pissing low, pissing off our patio, pissing off our patio, pissing high, pissing low, pissing off our patio, pissing high, pissing low, pissing high, pissing low, pissing low, pissing high, pissing low, pissing high, pissing off our patio, pissing high, pissing low, pissing off our patio. There's an all-night party at our place, too many people, not enough space.
On 99M, live in the 95 Beef and Studio, pissing off our patio. Fantastic.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but the old nerves are playing up here, but, you know, we'll...
Oh, it's sounding lovely.
Was it? Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, well, the next song's called The Box, and it's about a sort of a big wooden structure they built outside Waimate in sort of in the late 1800s, and it was to sort of basically clear a channel for the river that used to flood a lot. And it's still there, although it's sort of been replaced about four or five times. And around 2000, this kid was sort of playing around the box, and he sort of slipped down beside it and sort of got sucked into it, and sort of died under a whole lot of grey wacky boulders. So I wrote this song about the place, which is a really spooky place. It's yeah, it sort of reminds me of sort of like the northern coast of Scotland or something. It's just you don't want to hang around there, basically. The Box.
Seven miles out of town, almost out of reach. A structure has a name and rights. It's called The Box and not the beach. They built this wooden box there to keep the channel clear. It's made of Aussie hardwood to handle wear and tear. Boxes like an iron lung, breathing in and out. sounding like a bellows song. Inside the sea move stones about. These songs they tell a story in mad talk and clicks and moan. About a boy who fell inside it and was buried under stones. Buried under stones. And the boxer just sits there watching the tide come in, mixing salt water, fresh water. And the boxer just sits there watching the tide come in, mixing salt water, fresh water. And a black-backed gull picks at kahawai bones in the salt water, fresh water. And a boy's body's found buried under stones in the salt water, fresh water. Salt water, fresh water. Salt water, fresh water.
Headphones up too loud again. 95 yeah. BFM live and direct. 499M performing live in studio. When were these songs written, Chris?
Like late 2016. I sort of finished it off in the bedroom about late 2016, and I just sent them out as Christmas gifts to my family and friends, really. And some people liked them and stuff. Yeah.
I was going to say, how were they received?
By the family. Well, some of the lyrics are quite personal. And I mentioned things about, you know, negative things about my father and stuff. So, yeah, I think the family were right about it. I haven't heard back from them.
No news is good news sometimes,
no,
isn't
no,
it?
No, no, no. So, yeah.
Can we talk about... your father and Waimate?
Yeah, he was a taxi driver, and he was also an alcoholic, and he was also depressed. And why am I laughing? He also loved music, and I spent probably the 50s and 60s listening to a whole lot of black jazz. He was also a racist, but all his record collection was black people, which is quite strange. So, you know, Mahalia Jackson and just a whole lot of Duke Ellington. It just, he was amazing in that way. And he took me to a concert. It was Eddie Condon, who was like a jazz guitarist in the 40s. And he took me to the Dean Town Hall. And here's a man that was just a sort of like a very difficult to get along with. And we sat in the front row, and he it was like he, you know, if it was a mosh pit, he would have been in it. But he was sitting down, but all the seats were just moving with him. And I've never seen anything like it. I'd never seen him like that. He was away with the fairies listening to this band that, you know, he was a big fan of. And so, and he was extremely funny. He ran this cab company, but he was shit at it, and in the end, there was only him left. Everybody else had bought cars, and people would ring up about 3 a.m, you know, at the pub and say, can you come and get me? And he'd just sort of say, walk, and slam the phone down. Or usually, walk, you bastard, or something like that. And then one Christmas dinner, he like he'd always sit down for dinner and he'd say, some bastard's going to ring up, you know, and when I'm in the middle of my Christmas dinner or something. And sure enough, this day somebody did ring up, and he walked away from the table, picked the phone up, farted into the receiver and put it back down. And this is the man who, you know, was into domestic abuse and shit, and just a not a nice man most of the time, but he did crack us up occasionally. But Waimate itself was like a sensory deprivation tank. It just didn't have a lot going for it, really.
For those who don't know where Waimate is, it's in between
Oamaru and Timaru.
A place that I've only just started to discover with my girlfriend's family who are from the area.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
They're more Oamaru Timaru. Now they live in Christchurch. But we all...
Yeah, we all escaped.
Last time they took me down to Kakanui.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, south of Oamaru, yeah.
And I was in heaven.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
It's limestone country. It's... You can grow anything there.
Yeah, just that. I mean, having grown up on the east coast of the North Island,
right?
East coast of the South Island is just such an eye opener.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So let's talk about your Bandcamp tags.
Oh yeah,
because they're very funny.
Are they? Oh, Stefan Neville helped me with those things.
Oh, well, normally people tag. Like their city, and maybe like their genre, and if one of the more recent ones is like people like to say they're devotional, which is kind of an emo thing going on at the moment. But your ones were my favourite one would have to be. Oh, well, it was good that you ripped Point Chev.
Oh yeah.
Point Chevalier was there.
I live there. Yeah.
How long have you lived in Point Chev?
25 years or something. No, 23 years. Houses were cheap in those days.
It's changed a bit.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But my favourite one would have to be first time garage band user.
Oh yeah. I think that might have been Stefan's. I have to put my. yeah, that's right. Yeah, I battle with garage band.
Everyone says how easy it is, but it's a bit of a pain in the ass.
Oh, I was all over the place. I'm about as technical as my old man, who was, you know, couldn't bang a nail on straight. Or anything. You couldn't do anything, really.
So, but I mean, listening to your record, there's layers and things are mixed well. And
are they?
Yeah. there are backing vocals and So tell me about the recording process. How and why and like.
I just want to get a lot of stuff off my chest. So I just got a little bedroom that. My wife has kindly allowed me to have. She has every other room in the house, you know, like she's a potter and she's had about 15 careers, and there's just stuff for all her careers around the house. It's like sort of a small uni tech. And so I've got this little room, and I just went there with a laptop and fooled around and sort of got a song down, put it down, added a few bits and pieces, but I'm telling you, it was hairy. There's not a lot of thought put into it.
Yeah. You also mentioned just before that this is kind of your second live
public gig. You can probably tell by the shaking.
But you said in 30 years.
Yeah. I used to play in I played bass, so I started off playing sort of like in a, I guess you call it sort of folky blues thing. And it was funny because I was in Dunedin at the time, all those great bands were coming along. And we often, I mean, I played in the same sort of places, board games and stuff and things like that. And The Clean, we played at one of their first gigs. And we were this sort of long-haired, sort of bluesy, folky shit. And they were... this other thing, and it was quite strange. Yeah, it was quite strange. But I grew to love that music, you know, that came out of Dunedin at the time. Yeah.
But why the break? Why
the break? Well, I'm really old, you know. I'm really ancient. So I got into my early 40s, and I was just playing bass, and I really didn't want to play bass anymore, so I stopped, and then we shifted to Auckland. So, and I haven't done anything up here, you know, at all. So Yeah. I just thought, well, I'm not working anymore, so I might as well, you know, it was either lawn bowls or this, you know. I mean.
It's funny you mentioned lawn bowls. I'm contemplating starting.
Yeah, no, there's a really good one in Point Chev. $10 or something on a Friday night, and I've never been, but apparently you get a meal. You get a meal and cheap beers.
I'm moving to Sandringham in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, that's like, yeah. That's a different sort of Point Chev, isn't it?
Yeah.
Point Chev's got very white.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird. I was, you know, quite surprised the way it's changed.
Mm. Yeah. They've just upgraded your shops, haven't they?
We got trendy everything. You know, we got delis and
lattes.
Stuff. Lattes. The whole nine yards. Yeah, we've been re-gentrified
without
knowing it.
How was your first show, though? How was the show with
Pumice? I was nervous as hell, and I just sweated like a pig. It was one of those nights, it was just, you know, that humidity and being in a basement under a basement, or under a basement, which is...
Yeah, an audio foundation. Yeah. You got to go down a few levels.
It was dripping off the walls, yeah. So it was fun. It was fun, and I had a, you know, small fan base of nieces and stuff. Who came along, who sang, sort of, I heard them singing on one chorus and they were really good. So I might, I should grab them, shouldn't I? Yeah. So, yeah, it was a really good night. But I played too long and the poor Biscuits ended up with about 5 minutes. I felt like a shit.
Oh, you know, for next time.
Yeah, I do. Lucky they're really fast and they got through their set in 5 minutes.
You mentioned Stefan Pumice before.
Yeah. I worked with Stefan at Idea Services. Yeah, and he started doing this music stuff with people with disabilities, and he's amazing. He just does this great. He just let them sort of grab instruments and stuff and make noise, but it was really good noise, and he'd sort of add stuff on and stuff. And he's a genius.
Yeah, we've played some of that here on Friendship in the past. Yeah, I think
it's New Zealand music, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can find all the recordings at maaputamusic.bandcamp.com. They're just coming at it from an angle that, you know, the person on K Road isn't, you know. And I love it. I love going. And there's always lots of songs on the records that, yeah, it's like you can deep dive in. There's a lot going on,
I tell you. And if you knew the personalities behind it, you know, there's just some fabulous people who the lovely thing about the people I worked with was that they don't give a fuck. And they just sort of, you know, what am I trying to say? They're not bashful, you know, so they just do it. Sounds great. Really good. Yeah.
We've got time for one more.
Yeah.
What's the track you're going
to play? Well, this is Vern Cracknell came to our house, and Vern Cracknell was a 60s politician for the Social Credit Party, and the old man, because he was a small businessman, and I mean really small, the Social Credit Party was the thing. And they had this sort of idea that you could print money and stuff, and it was pretty wacky, but I think they've done it now with quantitative easing. But anyway, he came to our house, and he was, you know, he actually got into Parliament, which is pretty unusual, and to get a third party into with first past the post. So he came up. There was about, you know, not a lot of people at our house, but yeah, I was there, and I met the guy. He was he wasn't a great personality at all. Pretty stoic, pretty boring, really, but. I just thought, you know, here I am in Waimate and Vern Cracknell's come to my house and what the hell? Can you turn it down? just the guitar and the... Yeah, sorry, I meant to say that. Technical problem here, like, folks. Cracknell came to our house, he got the welcome mat. Vern Cracknell came to our house, he came and that was that.
when Cracknell came to our house. He had a head of yellow and gray hair. When Cracknell came to our house, not a lot of people were there to see V-A-R-N Van, V-E-R-N Cracknell, V-R-N Van, V-R-N Crack, 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 Cracknell. Cracknell came to our house. He was rising high in the polls. When Cracknell came to our house, Mum made asparagus rolls. Mum made the asparagus rolls. She got the white bread. She cut the crusts off. She got the melted butter, spread it on. Got the canned asparagus, squashed it all up, sort of laid it across the middle, rolled it up like a cigar. For V-A-R-N Van, V-E-R-N Cracknell, V-R-N Van, V-R-N Crack, 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 crack. They said his policies were insane. When Cracknell came to our house, he came once, he never came again. He came once, he never came again. He came once, he never came again. He disappeared off the political landscape altogether. V-E-R-N Van, V-R-N Cracknell, V-R-N Van, V-R-N Crack, 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 crack. Crack, 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 and crack, 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 and no. And crack.
95 BFM, 499 AM, live in the studio for Live and Direct, brought to you with thanks from NZ On Air Music. Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Zach. It's been fun, sort of.
Head to 499m.bandcamp.com and check out that release. Chris, cheers.
Thanks very much, Dick.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.